That's correct, yes. It has been a long, long time coming. I'm only newly appointed as principal of the school in September past, but I know that there is a long history of the school campaigning for a permanent building. They've been in prefabricated buildings for 25 years, I think, in total. And particularly in recent years, you know, the campaigning and the protesting, if anything else, but, you know, it was ramped up so that the decision would be pushed forward to allow a permanent building. And, you know, Monday will be just rewards for all those parents and members of the school community that campaigned and fought for so long.
What's the atmosphere like in the school now as you have your last week in the prefabs?
Well, I mean, we had an exceptional closure at the end of last week so that we could move across safely, and I suppose the excitement amongst the staff was just that of excitement, and or the atmosphere, sorry, was that of excitement. And also with the children on their last day in the prefabs, we had a pizza party for them, and it was very much excitement at the thought that this would be their last day in these prefabricated classrooms, which were not fit for purpose. And I think they all left very, very excited and in a sense of disbelief as well. Some of them were asking me, actually, is it actually happening? Are we actually moving across to the building? I think it's important to be aware as well, just that, I mean, the new building is on the current site. So essentially, we're moving into the building and it's the completion of phase two. It's still a live building site, and behind where phase three of the building will commence. That will be the special needs unit, which will open hopefully next year. But the building is fantastic, and you know the children will just love it. I can't wait to see their faces on Monday morning. I mean, all the staff sort of felt the same when we eventually got moved across and got the classroom set up for Monday morning. We just that was, I think, the common thought amongst us was that we can't wait to see what the children think. You know, they're just going to be so delighted and excited on the first day.
And I think for children especially, whenever there's not a sort of set date on when things are going to happen, it can just feel like it's never going to happen. And for a lot of those children, they had older brothers or sisters or cousins who went to the school and it never did. So I'd say it really would be a sense of disbelief.
It is. And I think even, you know, for, you know, it's like sort of, my mum always said, you know, it's like a wheelbarrow, it's in front of you, you know. But it was a sense for some of the school community that, you know, members of the school community who have been and gone, where they were, you know, promised a school building or that progress would be made and, you know, in the coming year or the following year, and it didn't materialise. And as you rightly say, there are so many past pupils and past families who've gone through the school and it didn't materialise. So there was that sense of disbelief amongst the pupils, and there is that sense of disbelief, I think, amongst current parents and past parents. We're allowing our current parents to come and see the building on Monday afternoon, and in the coming weeks after that we will sort of have sessions as well and sort of open evenings for the wider school community, past family members, past pupils and so on, because, as I said, I'm just delighted for them. I'm delighted for the people who campaigned and fought so tirelessly to get the building that they rightly deserve. And I'm delighted for the children who will vastly benefit from it. It's just an environment now that's fit for learning, and that's what I'm most looking forward to, is seeing the children learn and have a first-class education in first-class facilities, which they, you know, they didn't have those facilities prior to now. And I just can't wait, as I said, to see their faces on Monday morning.